Welcome to A Conversation That Matters. I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and I serve as the director of the Curb Center for Faith Leadership here on the campus of Belmont University. Today's podcast features a devotional thought from my upcoming book entitled More Morning Conversations. As a companion to my recent devotional book from the pages of the New Testament, this soon-to-be-published book will feature a devotional thought from every chapter of the Old Testament, from Genesis 1 to the end of Malachi, some 929 chapters in all. Some of you may be familiar with a Bible study tool called a SOAP study. That's S-O-A-P. The format is simple. The S stands for a scripture to explore. The O is an observation about what is happening in the text. The A is a word of application. And the P is a sentence-long prayer. As we make our way through the book of Psalms, I will read all or a portion of the psalm itself. We'll then focus our thoughts on a key verse to explore. Today, let's share from Psalm 1. Would you hear the word of the Lord? How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does he prospers. The wicked are not so. They are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. I've entitled this devotional thought, Quiet Murmurings. Let's focus in on one verse. That's the scripture part. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. That's chapter 1, verse 2. Here's the observation. The book of Psalms was written by a multiple group of authors over a 1,000-year period of time, from the time of Moses to the post-exilic period. Although King David is credited for having written a large number of the Psalms, 73 of them in fact, others were written by writers like Solomon, Asaph, the sons of Korah, and even Moses. 43 of them were written by anonymous writers. Though the dominant theme that threads its way through many of the Psalms is that of praise, there are also other themes expressed, like prayer, sorrow, remorse, repentance, and the like. The book is the Bible's longest book with 150 chapters and is the highest in word count. It contains both the longest chapter, Psalm 119, and the shortest, Psalm 117. Psalm 117 is also the midpoint of the Bible with 594 chapters before and after it. But more specifically, to Psalm 1. Psalm 1 describes the need for developing the habit of walking with God through a constant connection with His law, or with his instruction. David, the writer of this psalm, makes an important connection between the blessings of God and the faithful person's willingness to delight constantly in the meditation of that law. So let's apply that teaching. According to this psalm, the righteous person is one who delights himself or herself in the law or in the instruction of the Lord. Rather than becoming deeply mired in the dangerous involvements of wickedness, the righteous person finds true delight in meditating on God's word. The word meditate is interesting. It actually means to mumble or to speak to oneself. The word bears the image of muttering the law of God under our breath. It is a quiet and consistent recitation of God's word throughout all the experiences of daily life. Those who remind themselves constantly of God's word find strength and hope and comfort and deep joy. As David describes, such people are like a tree deeply planted by the water's edge. On the other hand, those who delight themselves in the tedious, mundane, and foolish things of this world find little stability for their lives. So the question becomes, in what do you delight? If others could hear the quiet murmurings of your heart, what would they hear? Is yours a reflection on the instruction of God, or have your thoughts drifted to some other place? Something always fills the void in our minds. Every free moment and unencumbered pause is quickly filled by a word, a thought, a daydream? Have we made a place in our minds for the wisdom of God, or have we filled it with less important things? Do we let His instruction saturate our thoughts? Do we murmur His words under our breath? If you're prone to talking to yourself each day, then why not this day remind yourself of God's promises to you and to me? Let's close with a prayer. Holy Father, fill our minds and even our reflective moments with Your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I'm your host, Dr. John Roebuck, and this has been A Conversation That Matters. Thank you for listening.